Let's begin with the Ramban's Hakdam at the Sefer Vayikra, I will say. HaSefer HaZeh Hu Toras Kohanim Leviim. As the Ramban has done previously for Bereishis and Shmos, the Ramban explains that each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah is identified as such because there is a thematic unity which defines it and which allows it to cohere as a subunit of Torah. So what is that sort of defining theme or focus for Sefer Vayikra? Toras Kohanim Leviim. Mitzvahs which specifically govern and relate to Kohanim and Leviim. And we'll see, and that which branches out, v'hamistah'ev mimadu. Yivayevo in yonia korbonos kulam, avodah is v'kohanim, u'mishmeres ha'mishkan. The Leviim are the ones who engage in shmiras ha'mikdash. Sefer Shmos proceeding is devoted to Golus and Gula. V'hishlimo be'inyan ol moed u'kvod Hashem Hashem mileis hamishkan, and it culminates with the construction of ol moed and the hashras hashchina in the Mishkan, tzivo v'korbanos u'b'shmiras ha-mishkan, which are the two primary foci and which fills most of the content of Sefer Vayikra Toras Kohanim, sh'yiva korbanos kapara lahen v'lo yigrim muha avonos l'silek ha-shchina. So the continuity between Sefer Shmos and Sefer Vayikra is that Sefer Shmos, Sefer HaGu'ula, as we saw in the Ramban explained, that Gu'ula is ultimately a spiritual category. B'shuva mel mailas avosam, the same way the avos were mekavel ha-shchina, so too that the shchina should dwell amongst us. So Sefer Vayikra picks up from there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided the mechanism whereby we avoid Silek HaShchina Rachmanu Litzlan. Sheyu HaKorbonos Kapara Lahan V'la Yigrimu HaAvonos L'Silek HaShchina. Similarly, we find that Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha explains when Avraham Avinu says "Bama Eda Ki Roshana." So Rashi explains "Bama Eda Ki Roshana." In what zechus will I, meaning my progeny, Knesset Yisrael, in what zechus will they retain Eretz Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Koli Egla Mishuleshas, etc. B'schus HaKorbanos. So Eretz Yisrael, which is at the center of the whole Metzius and Chazon of Geula, of Hashras Hashchina, Eretz Asher Hashem Lokecha Dorish Osa, the schus that's needed to retain Eretz Yisrael, but my Eda Ki Roshana is the schus HaKorbanos. It's a mokor for this idea of the Ramban. Now, most korbanos, we'll see the Ramban, maybe we'll see, Ramban touches upon this later as well, but most korbanos come for chato and b'shogeg. There are some which are machato and mezid as well, where you say shogeg, mezid k'shogeg, and Hashem Shivta Charufa. There are some korbanos which are machape on mezid as well, but the overwhelming all of chatos by definition is b'shogeg. So it's clear that from this comment of the Ramban that even chet b'shogeg can, Rachman al Islam, result in Sila Kashkina. If you take a look, if you jump ahead for a moment to the beginning of Parag Dalit at Chamishi, Parag Dalit Pasuk Beis. Nefesh Dabel B'nei Yisrael, Leimon Nefesh Kisechta V'shkoga. We call mitzvos Hashem Ashalose Yosano, Veosu Me'achas Mehena. The beginning of Parshas Chatos. Says the Ramban, Bavo Heyos HaMachshava B'Nefesh, thought emerges from the Nefesh, V'hi HaShogeges, and it's that which differentiates Shogeg from Mezid. So here's Kirkan Nefesh. That's why the Torah defines the Chet in terms of the Nefesh. Because ultimately, a Chet b'shogeg, Omer Mutter, a person is Chote b'machshava in erroneously thinking that something is Mutter. Ba'avo heyos ha-machshava v'nefesh v'hi ha-shogeg is his Kirkan Nefesh. V'tana korbanos al nefesh ha-shogeges, what? What is it that underlies the need for korbanos, even though the chet was b'shogeg? Says the Ramban, "Nesha kolo avonos yolidu genai b'nefesh." Chet, we generally, and this is certainly partially correct, associate chet with not only culpability for the chet, but liability. A person is guilty of a chet, so then he's culpable of a chet, then he's liable for onesh. We associate chet with liability, and that's certainly true. That is a correct association. The 11th of the Yud Gimli Chon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gomel Tov L'Shom Nei Mitzvosav U'manesh Oven Mitzvosav. So that is correct. However, there is another dimension to chet as well. Nesha kol ha'avonos yolidu gnai b'nefesh. Chet stains a person's nefesh. Independent of any additional or concomitant liability, chet is molded genai v'nefesh. It stains a person's nefesh. And as such, it creates a spiritual distance between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nesha kol avonos yalidu genai v'nefesh v'heim mumba. And that's a spiritual blemish. Velotizke lahakbil pnei yotzra, the nefesh can only, again, as it were, enter the the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rak be yosa tahor mikol chet. It needs to be pure. It needs to have that stain cleansed. V'lulei zeh, were it not for this reality, hayu tipshe ha'olam zochim lava lefanach. V'lachein ha'nefesh ha'shogeges takiv korban, and it's for that reason that Shogeg is given the opportunity. It's a chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv which is opportunity. Is given an opportunity to bring a korban because that facilitates. That allows shetizke lekorva elalukim asher nesana. Right, so the Ramban goes on to give a second shot. Initially, he says that the Torah speaks of nefesh in Parshas Chatos because it's machshava which differentiates shogeg from ezid. But then Ramban says that an additional understanding of why the Torah speaks of nefesh here in Parshas Chatos is because the chatas is designed to cleanse the nefesh. It's not so much oriented towards erasing liability. No, that's not the shogeg. The issue is more that gnai v'nefesh, that stain on the person's nefesh. So you see the same thing here as well, right? And the Ramban in the Hakdama says that the continuum between Sefer Shmos and Sefer Vayikra is that Sefer Shmos is the Sefer Geula, culminating with Uchvad Hashem Molias HaMishkan, and the Kavanos are the mechanism to avoid Silak Hashkim Rachman Otzlan. But the Kavanos, by and large, target Shogeg. They're not targeting Mezid. So you see, no, even Shogeg can cause Rachman Otzlan Silak Hashkim, because that's what the Ramban says, Lizkos lahakvil penayotza. So a person has to be manuka, not only mimezid, he has to be manuka meshogeg as well. The tziva that continuing here in the Ramban Sagdama, the tziva b'kolim hanigashim al Hashem sheyiskadoshu. Shehizya al Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav, v'gam shalu yersu lalu sal Hashem, k'mo sha'oma dabe al Aaron Achicha v'al Yavu v'chol Eisal HaKodesh, v'ibes la parochas al p'nei ha-kaparas asher al ha-oben v'l yomus ki be'onan eiro al ha-kaparas. So the dinim of Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav that we have at the end of Parshas Vayikra, in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, Azharas Pan Yisrael Hashem Liros V'Nafal Mimenu Rav. The Ramban again in Sefer Shmos we saw highlighted the parallelism and the equivalence between Mamet Har Sinai and the Mishkan, and he says here too you see the same thing. Just as before Mamet Har Sinai, the Torah insisted on the need that Bnei Yisrael should be miskadesh in preparation. So too the Tkonim, Tziva B'Kohanim Anigoshim Al Hashem Sheyiskadoshu, and the need to be aware of boundaries of Kedusha and not to overstep one's boundaries. Again, there's a parallelism between the Al Pen Yisrael Hashem Liros of Mamet Har Sinai and the Dabel Aaron Achicha of Al Yavu V'Choleis Al HaKodesh. Right, there's an issue of Kedusha. You know, there's an irony. And you know the Kosel is a tourist spot. So deep down, presumably, it means that this the neshama is drawn to Makomas Kedusha. Mestama, that's the subconscious pshat on what's happening. On the conscious level, there's something which is, it's not appropriate. Under the Kedusha, a person. Has to have a sense of awe for Kedusha, and only go as far as, again, A, that he's eligible for, and B, that's constructive. And to the Heichel is an Isser Be'er Ekanis. A Kohen can't come into the Heichel, stop. He can't go there to be a spectator. He has to go to do Avodah. Has to go to do avoda, and in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Ela Achas Kama Vakama, Pam Achas Bashana. Ba'achakach Yagbel Hamishkan Kahagbalas Har Sinai Be'esa Yosham Kvod Elokei Yisrael. Vine Rova Seifa Azes as the Ramban Bekorbanos B'Toras HaKorban V'Hamakrivim U'B'Mokum She'Yizkarevo. Which animals do you bring for the korban? Dinim about the kohenim hamakrivim, mumim, which pasul the kohen. V'Mokum She'Yizkarevo. Where is the shechita? The shechita of Kodesh Kodashim is in the Tzofa, and the shechita of Kachim Kalim is anywhere in the Azar. V'Yavol Bok Tzas Mitzvos Negrar Osim Eila. There are some mitzvos again which branch out from Taras Kohanim. So, for instance, Kimitchila Tziva v'Kavonus Hanadava. First, the Torah tells us the mitzvahs of Kavonus Hanadava. V'Asa Achelav Adam ba'Avurim. The issue of Chelav Adam, the Ramban explains that we have by Behemas Kulin, is because Chelav Adam is associated with Hakrav Al Gavi Mizbeach. Because Chelav and Dam are the parts of every korban that goes on the mizbeach, the basar doesn't always go on the mizbeach, only the basar olah, but by other korbanos the basar is necha. But the chelav adam is always on the mizbeach, that's what's responsible for the fact that even by chulin, chelav adam are also ba'achila, which is why the isurei chelav adam appear in Sefer Vayikra. V'achrei chen tziva v'korbanos hachet, Ola, Osham, the Nigra Achazel Lahasya Hamacholim Ho Asurim Bavo Shehemetamim. How does Parsha Shmini, how does the whole Parsha of Kashrus come into Taras Kohanim? Says the Ramban, because they impart Tumah. And again, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosha, v'ha ochel oha noger b'hem, v'chol kodesh lo yigo, v'ha mikdash lo yavo. V'im nichnas shom b'tumma, yachayv koben ola v'yored, shehizkiru kva. V'hu tzach lahaskir toras ha-metzora, pashas hazvi, pashas metzora, how does that come into Sefer Vayikra? Umishvatei hayolidis v'hazava hazava. Again, l'chayv osam b'korban, because one primary element of the dinim of mitzvah of zav zav yolidis mitzvah, those are the arba mechusrei kapara, right? Arba mechusrei kapara, whose tara is only complete once they bring a korban. So because of that, all these dinim appear here in Sefer Vayikra. The avonam yikarei tumah goremes the sila kashchina ulegalos. Right at the end of Parshas Arayos, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Dalet, so the Torah says, Al titamu b'chol eila, ki b'chol eila nitmu'u ha'goyim asher ani mishalech mifneichem. V'titmu ha'oretz v'efkor avono aleha, v'ataki ha'oretz asur shveha. Ki eskola to'evos ha'el osu anshe ha'oretz asher lifneichem, v'titmu ha'oretz, So the Torah speaks of Arayos as being not just something which is also, but something which is metameh. And as such, it causes Siluk HaShechina, as such, it causes Golus. Which is why, again, Sefer Torah's Kohanim, which is Korbanos, which is to perpetuate the Hashras Hashchina of Sefer Shmos, why Parshas Arayos belongs in Torah's Kohanim. Arayos, the Arayos are unique amongst the Surim in the sense that Avonam Yikore Tuma, and therefore more so than other Averas, Goremes L'Sila Kashchina Ulegolus. The Ode. Another reason why Parshas Arayos, Parshas Achrimos, belongs in Sefer Torah's Kohanim, ki hashogeg bohen mechuyav chatos. Chai vekrisos are b'shogeg, chai chatos. Shehizkir kvor b'v'im nefesh achas tafta b'shkoga. Let's look at these next two lines here, Rabbi said. There's something remarkable, these next two lines. Ba'achre chen hizkir mitzvus ha-shabas mo'adei Hashem. So how does Parshas Amor? Parshas Hamodos, how does that come into Sefer of Torah's Kohanim? Ba'avu HaKorban, k'mo she'oma eila mo'odei Hashem v'goma, l'hakriv isha l'Hashem. Take a look at that pasuk, Rabbosa, of Gimel Lamed Zayin. So at the end of the Parshas Hamoedos, after Sukkos, Eilu Moedei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikra Hakadosh L'Hakriv Isha L'Hashem Ola Mincha Zevach Nitzachim Dvar Yom B'Yoma. So the Ramban says something extraordinary here. Again, the Ramban is explaining how Parshas Hamoedos naturally belongs in Sefer Torah's Kohanim. So he says, because in all the Yom Tovim we have Korbanos Musaf. Right? All the Yom Tovim we have Korbanos Musaf. Now the Ramban is saying something that runs much deeper than that. Okay, it's true that in all the Yom Tovim we have Korbanos Musaf. I don't know, but Sukkos is about Mitzvah Sukkah. Not mitzvah lulav. Okay, it's true. There's also kabbanos, also kabbanos musaf. But the fact that there's a din, the fact that that there's also kabbanos musaf, so that's why Parshas Moedos belongs in Sefer Vayikra. Sort of like saying, Shabbos should be under the heading of clothing, because on Shabbos you wear a nice big day Shabbos. So yes, on Shabbos you wear a nice big day Shabbos. So the place to situate, we'll put Hilchos Shabbos in Shulchan Aruch right next to Hilchos Kelei Begadim. Because on Shabbos you wear nice big day Shabbos. So the Ramban quotes this pasuk, right? I mean, we know that there are kavanas, but the Ramban quotes this pasuk. Why does he call our attention to this pasuk? Remember when we had the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh? I think the Ramban, where he was talking about Avodah Tzarech Kavoa, based on the Ibn Ezra. So remember, we saw that the Ramban there very, very enthusiastically endorsed the Havana of Ibn Ezra on the pasuk of L'shachni B'Sochan. And that the Ibn Ezra explained that L'shachni B'Sochan meant for the goal, for the purpose of. And that often what the Lamed connotes is, if you say something is le, it means for the goal of, for the purpose of. So the Ramban is telling us that we, understandably, because, you know, our experiential reality is of Yontif, without a Beis HaMikdash, so we think of the fact that, yeah, it's true that Bezman HaMikdash, there were Makiv Kabanos, but the Ikka of Yontif, the Ikka of Yontif is Lulav, and the Ikka of Yontif is Sukkah, and V'chulu. Now the Ramban says, look at the Pshuto Shal Mikra. Look at this from Hosea, extraordinary. For what purpose? What is the overriding, overarching, defining purpose of the Mikra'i Kodesh of the Yomim Tovim? Going to shul, right? Shaking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah. No. What we have today is a pale imitation of Yontif. We don't know anything different, so we don't realize it. We don't recognize it. If Choni HaMa'agel would wake up from he would have been alive as Man HaMikdash or something, Choni HaMa'agel, and would see Yontif today, he would experience it as a pale imitation. No, the Iker of Yontif is L'Hakir Rishon Hashem. That's a Beferish Pasuk. That's what our Ramban and the Hakdam is telling us. That's why Parshas HaMoedos is in the sefer of Torah's Kohen. And that's why, says Ramban, V'rov ha-pashas ha-sefer ha-zeh yidabir bohen in ha-konim, dabir aron v'albonav, tzavis aron v'albonav, u'b'pashas kedoshim k'tzas mitzvos l'vnei Yisrael, v'uban nigraros im inyoni ha-korbonos v'b'domim lahem, that they naturally... There's a natural connection to Inyani Kabbalah, so b'm kol ma'afarish be'ezras, so shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look at the Ramban on Pasuk Beis. A few lines into the Ramban, Takrivu. The Ramban quotes Rashi, Melamed Sheshnayim Misnadvim Ola B'Shutfus. Rashi, quoting Chazal, is reacting to the fact that Dabel B'nei Sova Matalem Odom Kiyakri Mikem Korom Mel Hashem. So it's in the singular, right? Odom Kiyakri, an individual who's Makriv. But then the pasuk concludes, "Men ha-behema, men ha-bochum, men ha-tzom, takrivus korbanchem." Then the Torah shifts from the lashon yachid to the lashon rabim. So Rashi quotes, and a the shift from lashon yachid to lashon rabim. Two, the word korbanchem l'chore is unnecessary. Right? It's clear what the object of takriva would be, because we've already said ki yakim kem korban Hashem. So Rashi addresses both of those questions. A, takrivu melamed sheshnai misnadvin ola b'shutfus. An ola's nadavi can be brought not only by a yachid, but it can be brought b'shutfus. Two or more people can partner in bringing an ola's nadava. And korbanchem tells us yet a third category, melamed shehibo nidvas tzibor. So it's not only Adam ki yakriv mikam that a yachid can bring an olas nedava, it's takrivo that shutfim can bring an olas nedava, and it's korbanchem that even the tzibur can bring an olas nedava. But in what form does the tzibur bring an olas nedava? So Rashi writes, melamed shehibo nidvas tzibur, hi olas kayetz hamizbeach habo min hamosaras. So Rashi limits the only way that Tzibur ever brings its Olas Nedava is when you have leftover funds from the Trumas HaLishka. Kamosh Chodesh Nisan, when you inaugurate the new Trumas HaLishka, so you have leftover funds from last year. So what do you do with that money? So one of the things that's done with that money is that if the Mizbeach is idle, So then, those monies are used to purchase olos, which are offered on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is idle. Pirush HaRav Kain, what Rashi is thereby indicating, that why didn't Rashi just say, Melamichi Ban Nidvas Tzibor? Why did Rashi add, He olas kayitza Mizbeach Abom and Amasaras? So clearly, what Rashi is indicating, says the Ramban, Lo Mashem Yisnadvu Rabim Lahavi Ola. What if you'll make a collection from the majority, or maybe even all of Klal Yisrael? Let's bring an Olas Nadava. Shem Yisnadvu Rabim Lahavi Ola, Ola Sashutfenhe. You could have 600,000 people contributing, but it would still only be, it would have the status not of a nidvas tzibur, but a nidvas hashutfin. The reasoning being, ma ben shnayim hamishtatfin b'korban, u'ben asar v'elef shenishtatfu bo. A partnership can consist of two people, a partnership can consist of hundreds of thousands of people. Aval kayetz ha-mizbeach ha-bo'im min ha-masoros leiv bezdin masna aleyim ul'fichachi olas tzibur. So the Ramban here, this part of the Ramban is explicating Rashi, but the Ramban here says that conceivably you can have all of Klal Yisrael contributing and purchasing the korban, and the korban would be classified not as a nidvas hatzibur, but as a nidvas hashutfin. L'may nafkamina, it's just a question of nomenclature. No, nafkamina B is in terms of smicha, that you have smicha by, if it's an olas hashutfin, it requires smicha v'samach yado, and if it's a nidvas hatzibur, it doesn't. So nesachim also is a nafkamina between the two. So chaps a nafkamina, it's not just a question of labels. How is it possible if everyone contributing isn't a nidvas hatzibur? So how is that not automatically a nidvas hatzibur? So I think we've spoken about this. So the Rav Zichron Levracha used to point to this as one of the reflections in halacha for the following very profound notion, that when we speak of Knesset Yisrael, when we speak of the tzibur, whether a macrocosm of the tzibur, the whole Jewish people, whether a microcosm of the tzibur, a particular community, so it's not just sort of a way of referring to an aggregate of individuals. The tzibur, the English phrase that the Rav used to use, is its own metaphysical entity. It's an individuality. Right? The same way a person is an individual, so the tzibur is its own individual entity. It's not that the tzibur represents a massive partnership that every individual participates in. No, the tzibur bichlaluso is its own individual. The tzibur bichlaluso is its own individual. That being the case, so that now allows for two possibilities. If you have all Jews, you can have all Jews present b'taras yechidim as a massive partnership, or you can have all Jews present as limbs of a single whole, as parts of this, again, metaphysical entity. And that's what Rashi says, that the mechanism in terms of korbanos, for coming together, and that the resulting korban is not a nidvas hashutfin of all Jews present as yechidim, but is rather all Jews present as limbs of a whole, is if it comes through the Trumas HaLishka. That's the mechanism that the Torah provided. Other halachic expressions and ramifications of this idea. So the Rav quotes that the Gemara says there is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of chamesh chataos amesos. There are five chataos that you cannot be makriv, nor can you be polda. You just leave them until they die. So one of them, for instance, is the chataos shenishkapu ba'aleha ba'achem. Let's say a person, Rachman Litzlan, was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. So it was mafresh a chatos. Then the chatos got lost. So he doesn't want to wait indefinitely to be makriv the chatos. So he was mafresh another chatos and makriv it. And then he finds the first one. So it's a chatos sheniskapu ba'olah ba'achet. So that's one of the chamesh chatos hamesos. Another one of the chamesh chatos hamesos is a chatos shemesu ba'olah. Again, let's say a person in Kodachi of chatos, he was mafresh the animal for a chatos, and then he died before being makriv that chatos. So what do you do with that chatos? So the yorshim cannot be makriv it. The yorshim could be makriv an ola. If a person was mafresh an ola and died, so the yorshim can be makriv the ola. But if it's a chatos, it's tomos. So the Gemara says there's no such hechi timtza of a chatos shemesu ba'aleh b'tzibur. Not even hypothetically. Not even theoretically, not just practically that it can't happen, but even hypothetically, even theoretically, you can't have a chatas shemesu ba'aleha if it was a chatas atzibur. Let's say it was the chatas that they were mafresh to be makriv on Rosh Chodesh, to be makriv on Yom Tov. Even hypothetically, you can't have a chatas shemesu ba'aleha b'tzibur. Why not? Let's say there's no Jew alive today in Olam Hazeh who was alive 150 years ago. So the whole tzibur from 150 years ago died, and there's another tzibur that's alive today. So why can't you even hypothetically imagine a case of a chatas atzibur shemesu ba'aleha? So the Gemara says, no, ain't tzibur meis. Says the Rav, why? Because the pshat is, again, a tzibur isn't just a term we use for millions of individual Jews. No, it's its own metaphysical entity. And the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael is eternal. It's the same tzibur of Knesset Yisrael today that stood at the foot of the Har Sinai that will greet the Melech HaMashiach. It's that same eternal Knesset Yisrael. So ein tzibur meis. So that's what's reflected here. The fact that the Ramban in the Hemshech is noted to think that if you make a collection, it would be a nidvas atzibur, doesn't question any of this. Just the details, specifics are what determines whether something represents a nidava of many, many shutfim, or whether it represents a nidava of the tzibur. Let's take a look at the Ramban on Pasuk Dalid. V'samach yada al rosh ha'ol l'tara says v'nirtza lo l'chaf alav. Rashi comments v'nirtza lo al mahu meratza lo. As a result of the korban, so the person, the korban is meratza. The person makes the korban makes the person rotzoi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the person now finds favor before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what chata'im are being erased, are being cleansed? Im toma al krisos v'misas bezdin, o misa b'dei shamayim o malkos are on shonomor. The Torah prescribes a different onesh. It's clearly not korban olah. Ha'enu meratze ela al esse va'alav shenitak la'asei. Ramban, v'nirtzala l'chapa alav kotz Rashi, u'baisi hi b'toros kohanim, v'ani tomeya, v'chi heichan onshan omor, ki ha'korbonos b'shogigin hein meratzen, v'nucha loma shi'yachapu al'chai ve'misa b'idei shamayim shogigin, v'al'chai ve'malka shogigin, v'al'chai ve'misa b'ezin shogigin, v'osan she'en chayav malein chatos, g'yon maka ove v'ima u'mekalel. Right, so it's clear from it's not Rashi, it's Chazal, as the Ramban identifies, that Chazal are assuming that the Ola is being mechaper on something which a person did b'mezid. Right? Because what is the Torah's Kohanim reasoning? The Torah's Kohanim is reasoning, how do we, by the process of elimination, figure out that the Ola comes to be mechaper on Essen and Lavanitak, let's say, because if it was a Chet of Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's not... The Onish is not Ola, the Onish is Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Onish is Malkus, the Onish is Kares. So all of that is assuming that we're talking about Memezit. So that's what the Ramban said. Why did Chazal assume that we're talking about Memezit? Maybe the Ola is to be Mechaper on Chai V'Malkus Shogigin, for instance. V'ulai Bavo Shapira Shakosuv V'Chai V'Misus Bezdin V'Chai V'Krisus Onshan B'Mezit U'B'Shogig. So when it comes to Chai V'Krisos, the Torah tells us what's necessary B'Shogig. U'Pirish B'Chai V'Misa B'Dei Shamayim Onshan B'Mezit L'Miso B'Chai V'Lavin L'Malkus V'Lo Pirish B'Hem Shum Onish B'Shogig Nir L'Hem L'Chacham Shakola Onish Shabahem Pirisho HaKosuv. If the Torah specified what the onish is for Chai V'Krisos B'Shogeg and then was silent about these others, so apparently there is no onish. Ki lami yafarish onshon shal elu b'mezid u'b'shogeg v'yafarish onish achem b'mezid v'lo yafarish osin b'shogeg v'yom eshu m'chuyav l'havi ben ola u'lachach ra'u she'ein b'chai v'misa b'idei shamayim u'b'chai v'malkos al onshon ha'mefurish b'hen b'mezid. So that's how the Ramban reconstructs Chazal's reasoning. Right? If the Torah tells us what the Onesh B'Shogeg is for Chai V'Krisos, and then is silent about Chai V'Misa V'Dei Shemayim, Chai V'Malkos, must be that those cases B'Shogeg don't need anything. Don't need anything. So what's the Ola for then? It must be for the one category of Mezidin where the Torah didn't tell us anything, which is Chai V'Essen and Lava Nitek La'Essay. So the question is as follows, right? We know from in the Gemara Yuma, from the Chilukei Kapara, that the Brisa says that Aval Essay and Asa Tshuva is Mochel No Miyad. Eino Zaz Misham Atshe Mochel No. Doesn't need Yom Kippur, doesn't need any other supplement. For an essay, a person does Tshuva and that's it. Case closed. The file is marked closed. And here Chazal tell us, no, that the Korban Ola comes to be mechaper on the Essen. So Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva and Shari Dalet ask the question. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Korban Ola is Mosif Kapara and She Yisratza El Hashem. It's Mosif Kapara She Yisratza El Hashem. So the Parshas says that the Rabbeinu Yonah also reflects the idea that we spoke about previously. The Hainu, that by Chet, there's liability for Onesh, but then there's also the Gnai Benefesh. There's also the Mum. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, in terms of liability, that's what the Chiluk and Kapara say. That a person is chozer b'tshuva on an essay, alav anitak l'essay, so there's not that liability is erased. But she yisratza al Hashem, that there should be no gnai, that the chait shouldn't have to undo the distance that chait imposed, so that's what the Gemara is telling us, that the Korban Ola accomplishes. Okay, we'll stop here.